It's Tech Tuesday yet again, and it is my pleasure to introduce to you one more time the bearded wonder, Mr. Tienus Jansen van Rensburg.
Hello.
He knows everything. Well, he knows a lot about science and tech.
We try.
And he comes from Bandwidth Blog, and you can also go and check it out, bandwidthblog.co.za. They've got all of the tech news that you need and some that you didn't even know you need. And also, once we're done with this interview, we'll upload it onto the blog, and then you guys will cover it in more in-depth. But tell me, this time we are talking about carbon capture?
That's right.
That is not when you have like a receipt book and you have a little piece of carbon and then you sign it and then it captures your signature on the other side.
That is a good guess, but not exactly.
Okay.
Right. So carbon capture is a fascinating technology. Obviously, we know climate change is happening and people have different solutions about what we can do about that. But we know there's we're pumping a lot of CO2 into the air, and we're pretty sure that the greenhouse effect is warming the earth over the long term. And one of the solutions that people have come up with is carbon capture. And it's essentially what it sounds like. They pump air out of the atmosphere, push it into this plant that can extract the greenhouse gases in the air, pump the rest back out into the atmosphere, and it captures all those greenhouse gases so that it doesn't return to the atmosphere.
Okay, cool. I get that. But where does it go? I mean, it's got to go somewhere.
Exactly. It's very different to some other green initiatives that tries to recycle carbon in the atmosphere, and then we just use the same carbon over and over. But this is actually trying to remove that carbon from the atmosphere altogether. And the way that it does it is the latest plant, it's now the world's largest carbon capture plant, has opened in Iceland.
Cool.
It's built by a Swiss company, and this plant is called Mammoth, because it is quite large. And what it does is, after it sucks in that air, they effectively drilled massive holes in Iceland into the ground. And as we know, Iceland is very volcanically active. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of geothermal activity. So what they're doing is they're taking that carbon that's being captured out of the air, and they are pumping it down into the rock, into the volcanic rock of Iceland.
Okay.
And as it then interacts kind of mixes with all of the gases that are already in the ground, it effectively creates crystals that it captures this carbon in. So it is kind of the most effective way we've found to take carbon directly out of the atmosphere and put it back in the ground.
And it just gets stored as like gemstones, basically, just there in the rock.
Pretty much. And then maybe one day, if we really need it, we can take the rock out and use the carbon again.
That is crazy.
No, it's a very interesting technology. And we're obviously only in the early stages of it. This new plant can capture 36,000 tons of CO2 per year, which sounds like a lot. But the company has said this is obviously just a larger scale test of their technology. Mm-hmm. And what they actually want to get to is for us to be able to remove about 6 billion tons of CO2 from the atmosphere every year. So we still have a long way to go to reach that kind of the net zero level is what they're calling it. By 2050, they want to be able to capture way more carbon out of the atmosphere.
Well, I mean, if this is a viable technology, it could be sort of transplanted across the world, maybe in areas where there's volcanic activity, and then used to sort of balance the atmosphere?
Yeah, I guess we're never going to, you know, completely eliminate our carbon usage. I don't think that's feasible, at least in our lifetimes.
Until we get rid of the cows.
Yeah, well, the cows and the cars, and you know, there's a lot of things that we do that you know, just agriculture, just growing food.
For sure.
You know, there's a lot of things that go into it. But yeah, definitely not in our lifetimes. But this technology has the capability, and it could reach a level where we kind of stabilize the amount of CO2 that we're pumping into the atmosphere. And who knows, over 100, 200, 500 years, the technology could make a massive difference to the people that are going to be around down the line.
That's great news. Thanks, as always. We're going to send this through to bandwidthblog.co.za. You can check it out there. Tienus, we'll see you next week.
Thank you.